What a busy weekend. We're recording this on a Thursday with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor. We're going to find out why. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
All right, the Gorge Road schedule update.
We've discussed this before. There's a major repair having to be done to the side of the Gorge Road, that critical area, that narrow part of the Gorge Road where you really see the gorge. They've been hanging this big machine over the edge to drive in these soil nails, which are like 20 feet long. And they're building this mesh and wall to retain the side of the road so it won't completely wash away. It's rather complicated. And this Wednesday, they received a lot of rain, and it just shut them down where they couldn't. And it's put them behind schedule. They will have the road open. This is on Sunday. It'll be open on Sunday. They've secured everything so people can travel it when they're not working. Tomorrow, they will again close the road down to traffic and resume work. Our information is that they believe they can have everything complete by Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, just depending on what happens and how the work progresses. So I'm hoping Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, they'll have everything done and the road will be reopened. I'm glad they let us know about the situation. We're taping on Thursday, and they gave us a call and gave us an update.
Gibby Shaheen sent us in our email saying about this special meeting coming up on Friday. Boy, this is a loaded answer. And you've got a special meeting twofold.
One is we will go into closed session and confer with our attorneys concerning the lawsuit that has been filed against the town concerning short-term rentals. And we'll discuss some things that were written in the paper from the attorneys of Save Highlands that have a bearing on the lawsuit. We'll have a discussion with our attorneys, consult with them about that situation. Other thing we're going to have to do, and when I found this out, it just kind of took my breath away. We're going to have to redo the entire process that we went through to get to the point where we amended the current ordinances concerning short-term rentals. And let me just repeat that. We're going to have to redo it. The reason we're going to have to redo it is we had a technicality when it came to communicating the information about the hearing that we held concerning the recommendations of the planning board concerning short-term rentals. And let me tell you what the technicality was, Steve, by saying what we did do, and I want everybody to understand, it was not that we were trying to hide any information about the hearing. It was just a technical statute procedure. We talked about the hearing and when it would be on the radio. Talked about the procedures and options of people that wanted to speak. I wrote about it in my newspaper article, I think several times. It was in the newspaper several times that this hearing would be held and coverage by reporters. We sent it out as an announcement to all the people on our Sunshine list, and we put it up on our town website that we were having this hearing. We sent to the Highlander a request for a legal advertisement to publish the hearing. That is required by state law. We, and I would say our staff, and I'm not trying to point fingers at anyone, the ball was dropped, and I think on both sides of this issue. We didn't really verify succinctly that it would be in the paper, but we sent the information with the request that it be in the paper, and somehow it didn't get published. So technically, we didn't follow the statute, and that's triggering that we have to go back and go through the process of letting the planning board again review the proposed changes, and then we will have to call for a public hearing, and then the board will have the option to take action. So I'm not going to tell you right now when that hearing's going to be because I'm not exactly sure when that date will occur. The board will make that decision very soon. We have to give the planning board time for them to again review the proposals. And then we have to have that public hearing followed by possible action by the board. That's where we are. We thought that we had cleared the hurdle of making these changes, but by all means, we want to make sure that we follow all the statutes and the law and go from there. Now, I will just say this, and this is my personal opinion. I think that requirement to publish a notice in a subscription newspaper is kind of outdated in that. And I don't want to offend my journalistic friends, but there are other effective ways to communicate that too, because so many people rely on the internet, website, social media, and all of these things now, and the radio. I would propose, but that's something that our legislature would have to do in Raleigh. There should be some options and alternative ways of communicating this information. There are a lot of, I think, alternative ways of doing this other than just having a public notice in a newspaper.
And before that closed meeting, you'll have, it's a two-fold meeting, the comprehensive plan, the public hearings for that.
We have to have a public hearing, and then the town board has to, again, take action on approving the comprehensive plan. The state is requiring that this be done by July 1st. We have delayed that final action because of the short-term rental issue and how it relates to the comprehensive plan and so forth. So we've held off on doing that final approval. I anticipate that the last week in June, we will be having a public hearing and then an approval of the plan. One of the things that I'd emphasize is that while we will approve this plan, that can be a document that can be reviewed periodically, updated and amended if necessary. I'm not saying that that's what will happen. We need to comply with the state requirement now to approve what has been done. It is a community plan, a community comprehensive plan to be specific, with a lot of input from different stakeholders, community groups, and citizens. We've gone through a very long process using a consulting company who are experts in this field. We've paid them a lot of money to develop this plan, so it isn't something we're just throwing together at the last minute, but we are approaching a deadline where the board has to take action on approving the plan.
Yeah, some things going on in the county. No property tax increase. Let's have some trumpets.
Yes, indeed, and that's good news. You know, I always remind Highlanders we're also Macon County residents, and we pay that tax, so that's good to hear that their millage rate will be at 40 cents per $100 of valuations for this coming year. I would say the other thing is our rate at 16.5, that's going to stay the same, too. We will not be raising town taxes. We haven't done that. The last time we raised the property tax rate was when I first was elected mayor, and we did that in order to address some issues concerning the upgrade of our recreation facilities. We did that. That was a sunsetter tax of 1.5 cents per $100 of valuation. After that sunsetting period, we again kept that tax and we targeted it toward road paving, which we continue to do. We have basically held the property tax rate in Highlands stable at that level now for many years. Yeah. And I hope that we can continue to do that.
Yeah, and also sidewalks. We're always improving our sidewalks. And you were mentioning about that sidewalk in front of the Presbyterian Church. It's always been sort of sagging and had a problem.
It wasn't the bricks that were the problems, the red bricks. It was the concrete foundation. And for some strange reason in that area, that concrete started to fall apart and come undone. And what the workers have been doing this week is removing the bricks, removing the railing. They will have to address re-pouring the concrete, and then they'll reinstall the bricks. But it's something that, you know, needed to be done. And again, we all have other sidewalk projects that are in the queue. For example, a section on 64 across from the ball field, that's been funded, and we need to go ahead and do that. But it's getting so close to the budget year, July 1st, that we're probably going to have to carry over that project and some other things that we had planned because simply we haven't had the resources in the way of contractors or anything to do all of the things that we wanted to achieve this school year.
What a weekend, again, filled with great bands playing here on Town Square. Don't you love this old dirty bathtub? They played Friday on Town Square, and then on Saturday, I know you know this, but Rock Steady at 8 for the Saturdays on Pine. That's what brings people here.
That's right, Steve, and we've got to do a shout-out to the car show this weekend. This Sunday morning, they'll still be having events at the park. Once again, the folks that organized the car show have just outdone themselves. I've enjoyed going to every one of the show. I have the honor of welcoming people when they open it up on Saturday, but it is a great community event, and it benefits so many nonprofits in the community also.
And you were noticing in the newspaper all of the developments, the new developments going on, and there's that question. Here it comes to the fore, nature against property development. How do we keep it in line?
It's a good question, Steve. And I had the honor of attending the opening of the new North Campus, the teaching research facility that has been built by the Highlands Biological Foundation for the Highlands Biological Station. It was a great community turnout, and so many citizens have that same concern. My feeling, and I'm glad to see that we're having ongoing building of homes, but I think we need to be mindful of a balance. And I was just going down the road the other day, and I said, I can't forget this, and that is, we should always remember as a town that we exist within a unique subtropical rainforest here in the mountains, and we're not to try to overcome nature. We should blend and live within this natural environment. And how do we translate that into existence? When we do develop, we need to have those natural green spaces, not only for us, but for also the plants, the wildlife that have inhabited this wonderful, unique plateau for eons. So it's important that we don't lose sight of that. The old song, we pave paradise and put up a parking lot. I think about that all the time. I know we need parking, we need this and that, but we also need to make sure that we don't destroy this paradise that we live in.
Great song by Joni Mitchell. And one more time, the Gorge Road, the schedule update.
It will be open today, Sunday, but then it'll go back to being closed on Monday. Hopefully by Tuesday it'll be opened. They're saying it might take as long as Wednesday to complete the work. But I appreciate everybody's understanding about the necessity of getting this work done now and not waiting, because that is such a vital artery to this community.